What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Great song, Toto and Africa. You are on 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike, and a very good morning. And welcome to the studio, Graham Irvine.
Are you talking to me, Mike? Because I can't hear you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll just lean across.
I can hear the music.
Can you?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Sort of, but it's not through the headphones.
Maybe that's not such a bad thing.
Maybe that's not, yeah. So I'll just have a conversation with myself, shall I, and just ignore the fact that you're even in the studio.
Let me tell you what, let me reach across, and I'll see if I can adjust your volume for you. See that little dial there?
Oh, there.
Is that better now? You can hear me? You can adjust that.
I'll adjust that.
Now, let me get back over to the other side, and then we'll get back. And good morning and welcome.
There's a loose plug.
Shall we start again?
Yeah.
Okay, you're on 98.5. Good morning.
How are you, Mike?
Welcome, Graham.
Good to see you. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, when you were in a few weeks ago,
yeah,
I did ask you, have you watched that show on Channel 9, Parental Guidance?
That's right.
A chance to have a sneaky look?
I have, yes.
You have?
Yes. Yeah, there's 4 hours of my life I'll never get back.
Did you? What was your thoughts on it?
Look, it was probably better than I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
So, I mean, let's be honest. There's no such thing as reality TV.
It's all staged.
That's exactly right. Right. Yeah. So what was patently obvious to me was that there was obviously 6 hours of filming on any one family that was edited down to 6 minutes.
Of course.
And so, you know, the director of the program and the editors of the program chose what to show and what not to show. Let's put it that way.
And we all probably know that.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yes.
But from a parenting guidance or a parenting tip perspective,
yeah, look,
what are your thoughts on that?
Look, I thought that it was reasonably relevant as far as a good cross-section of the way parents parent.
Okay.
So, you know, some of their styles were rather arbitrary. Like, I've never heard of a French style of parenting. I thought that was interesting. Is that against the Taiwanese style of parenting?
Exactly.
So I get that, you know, for the sake of the program actually working, then that has to happen. I think the one thing that disappointed me in the whole thing was never once was the question asked, what is the goal of your parenting?
Okay.
Not once.
Yeah, right.
Right. And I think that If we actually don't think about that, then what we get is we get a whole mishmash of all sorts of stuff, because there's no, again, well, the thing that struck me was that there was no style that didn't incorporate other parts of other styles.
Oh, so you had to be, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
So you had to be one, you kind of categories in.
Yes. So for example, there was, which was again, very interesting. So there was the Christian church pastor and his wife,
okay,
who were the strict parents.
Right. Interesting.
Which was really interesting. We might come back and chat a little bit about that.
You're curious about
that.
But
then there was a couple who were, hang on, let me look at my notes.
Have you got notes?
I did write down the 9 different or the 10 different, I didn't bring my glasses, so yeah. The attachment parenting.
Okay, so that's what they've called it.
So that's what they've called the style. Now, the way the program presented it was that in the strict style of parenting, they were really strict and the kids had to do exactly what they were told when they were told. In the attachment style of parenting, there was none of that. All you did was make sure that you were emotionally attaching to your child. And so there were lots of things about, oh, I understand that you'll feel sad about that and that's not good, etc., etc. So I guess what the program tried to do was to present all of those different styles of parenting in little boxes. But you know, parenting isn't like that.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. Even if you are a strict parent, you still want to attach to your child. You still want to build a relationship with your child.
There was another
couple who had their parenting style was routines.
Okay.
And then there was another couple that was disciplined. Well, tell me the difference between disciplined and strict and routines and attachment. Now, yes, there there were some obvious differences because the way the program was edited together emphasized those aspects of the way that particular couple parented.
Gotcha.
But the reality is that none of us parent without any of those things.
It's a combination of all that, of them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Interesting.
So I think, yeah, look, it was somewhat interesting.
Yeah.
But if its goal was to tell Australians what is the best parenting style to parent out of, I think it totally missed the boat. Because it actually didn't say, well, where are we taking our children?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, what is the goal of our parenting? Mm. One of the styles was the nature parenting. So this was a family who lived in the bush.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So they were totally unplugged from normal society.
Sounds awfully nice at the moment.
Well, yeah. Tents.
Well, not so sure.
Yeah.
About that.
Okay. So.
Wow.
And so the emphasis here was. The children play in nature and they learn, they homeschool them. When did they learn to read? Well, when they were ready to learn to read. And as Gay and I sort of sat there and looked at it, we said, well, what's the goal of that style of parenting? Mm. Well, it seemed to me the goal of that style of parenting was to have the parents feel good about their parenting.
Yeah.
Because they liked that. Liked nature. Yeah. They liked to be in the bush.
Yeah.
And again, there's nothing wrong with that. Mm. But is that the goal for these five kids who were all under 13?
Interesting. Yeah.
You know, and I thought, when they get to 18,
what happens then?
When they get to 20, where is their life going?
They might go up to a caravan.
Yes. Yes.
We'll take a break.
Imbin. Yes.
We'll come back and talk some more back after this. Now, Graham, you've watched the show Parental Guidance.
Yes.
Fascinating. I just moved that mic up just a fraction.
Yep, that better.
So what else did you learn anything?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, personally, no.
But I've heard from a few people that said, actually, it's quite interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's hard to know.
So look, and as I said, there are good things to take from each of the styles. Mm. Now let me just say up front, I didn't watch the whole thing.
Okay.
So we watched the first three nights. So it was sort of divided into three and three and three, I think.
Yeah.
And so we watched the first three episodes and went, okay. And then I sort of watched a little bit of the finals.
Was a final?
Oh, there was a competition. Yeah.
Of course it was.
So as I said, if the goal for the program was to show Australians what the best style of parenting is, I don't think they achieved it. Now, probably the goal was to see what sort of ratings they would get, and I have no idea about that.
Sure.
But it just showed that in order to parent well, you need a whole range of tools and skills.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's all that it said, right? Do you need to make sure that you build relationship with your children as the attachment parenting style did? Well, yes, you do, right? But, you know, we saw a scene where I think he's probably three or four in the attachment couple who decided that he was really upset and started kicking the car.
I think I've seen a promo for
that. Yes. Because obviously the editors choose all of the best bits.
So what was all that about?
Yeah, so he would, the little boy was having a bit of a dummy spit, right?
Yeah.
But the only tools those parents had in their toolbox was to say, well, please, I don't want you to do that. I know that you're upset.
Right.
Which, of course,
yep.
didn't really stop him from kicking the car.
So he kept kicking the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So it's just...
Did others chime in with their thoughts on it?
Yes. So there was a general, you know, you got to comment on everybody else's parenting style. Look, what I thought was one of the really good bits of the first three nights that we watched was the strict parents used smacking.
Right.
So again, which to me was very interesting that the producers of the show would find a Christian pastor and his wife who still smack their 12-year-olds.
Okay.
Right? Mm. Which I totally disagree with.
Yeah.
And everybody on the show totally disagreed with.
So everyone disagreed.
Everybody.
They're all on the same page.
They were all on the same page on that one item.
Oh, right.
Which was really interesting. And look, hats off to the husband and wife,
yeah,
right? They actually, from what I could see, really took the "we don't like that at all" on board, right?
Yeah, okay.
So it was, you know, there were some good things to come out of it. It was just, but yeah, I guess again, the deal is you need a range of skills in order to parent. And if you've never thought, what is the goal for my parenting, then where do you go with that? You know, the couple that were the routine couple, two guys, right? So they had 4 9-year-old boys, I think they were, through surrogacy. Yeah, and two sets of twins all born on the same day, which was fascinating.
Wow.
And, you know, they were just doing a brilliant job.
Yeah.
Right? Because routine needs to be a part of how you run your household, right? And as they said, if we didn't have routine with four, when the four boys came home as babies, they said they would have just melted.
Yeah.
Right?
It's, routine would be basic.
Exactly. So
everyone could relate to
that's
that.
That's right. So should the tiger parents not have routine, or should the home parenting parents not have routine?
Or the
of course
French.
They should. Or the French. They all had routine.
Yeah.
Right? So there were little bits and pieces that I thought, that's a great idea.
Interesting.
Right? And everybody should have that.
Graeme, we'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up. You are on 98.5 and this is Weekdays with Mike. Back after this one. We're on 98.5. Graeme Irvine from Kingsway Christian College is with me. We've been chatting about Parental Guidance, the TV show, which you have watched a few episodes of, which is quite interesting, actually, getting your thoughts on that, Graeme. To finish off today, we've got a question come in from Alice from Midvale. Good morning, Alice. Alice says she's got a question on parenting with the different styles, which we've been actually talking about today. We have two young girls, 3 and 9 months, and I've read a lot and feel I know the approaches I want to implement in order to raise confident, compassionate children, but I find that it's not what comes naturally, and my husband and I, by evening time, have resorted back to bribes and threats. Is that it doesn't come naturally a sign that we are aiming for the wrong approach for our family? What are your thoughts on that for Alice, Graeme?
No. I don't think anything about parenting comes naturally, except maybe bribes and threats. so no, don't panic, Alice.
Three and 9 months.
Well, we've spoken about so many things that impact the way that we parent, right? So the two biggest ones are, how were we parented?
Exactly.
Okay? And you and I have often said how we were parented affects how we parent.
Totally.
And oftentimes we want to not parent like we were parented.
You want to correct it.
That's right. Mm. Which means that it doesn't feel natural, because built into us are all those role models that we got as children, and now we're pushing back against those role models.
Mm.
So that doesn't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it wrong.
Yeah.
It just means that we're pushing back against what was modeled to us.
Mm.
And of course, the second big area is the personalities.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, so if you are not, you know, let's take an example. So you're a sanguine. Okay, so you don't particularly like routines. you flip from one thing to the next. You don't follow through. Then routines, following through, having good boundaries, right? Making sure you follow through with consequences. All of those things don't come natural to a sanguine.
That's right.
And so they feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Right? Now, they also, if you've got a sanguine child, they don't come natural to that child. So you've got a sanguine parent, sanguine child, trying to do a number of things which are really important for your parenting, but don't come naturally to either side of the fence.
Yeah, right.
So of course it feels uncomfortable, but don't give up on it, because that's what's important. You know, if you get to the end of the day, there's probably a whole lot of things we could talk about in there. But if you get to the end of the day and you find that you're resorting to bribery and threats, then it sounds to me like you're not in the habit of following through on the routines and the lines in the sand, the rules that you've put in place. Okay, so you've just got to get better at doing that.
Keep doing it.
Yeah, because if you don't, you will continue to fall into this frustration. Mm-hmm. And so generally when we hit that frustration with our kids, what we do is we go back and we parent out of the models that we saw our parents parenting us out of.
That's right.
And that's then when we go, oh, I don't want to do that, but I'm doing it. Yeah, it's a little bit like Paul. You know, the things I don't want to do, they're the things I do. Yeah, and the things I want to do, I don't do. Well, you know, that's just discipline, right? And so don't be discouraged. Stay with it. Yes, it will feel uncomfortable if it's not by nature how you operate. But that doesn't make it wrong.
Yeah, sure. That's good. Thank you, Alice from Midvale, for your question. Graeme, we are out of time. That flies by.
It does.
Are we catching up in a...
One more time.
We've got one more time for... Yep. One more chat one before more. The end of the year.
16th, I think.
And are you going to watch any more of Parental Guidance?
No.
Okay. See you in 2 weeks.
See you, mate.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.